It's that time of the year again. It is time for the old computer challenge. We've got a week ahead of us running an Acer Aspire ZG5 with a 2-core Atom N270 and a gig of RAM with a nice old toasty 5400 RPM ATA drive. We've downclocked that bad boy to 1 core and a half a gig of RAM and limited our CPU frequency as low as it'll go. But otherwise, we're just fitting as much into it as we humanly can. We're running Alpine Linux Edge this year, just like we do on everything else, right? If I can get it to run on a Droid, it really shouldn't be an issue to run it on a netbook for a week. At least that's my take. And I imagine everybody listening to this will be like, oh, geez, you've managed to fix the audio on your Droid finally. And the sad answer to that is no. I actually have a really nice external mic that I purchased for podcasting and have been not using because it's a lot more fun to do this on the Droid. In fact, it feels a little weird to sit here in front of a mic and kind of talk to the mic and kind of stare off at this little netbook while I read the IRC chat for the old computer challenge. That said, probably nobody will complain about the audio quality for this episode. It's funny how that works. When you use good quality equipment, you just get good quality results, which is not the point of this year's challenge. We're using junk hardware and expecting great results. And so far, we're off to a pretty decent start. I'm running Rat Poison as my window manager, and quite frankly, absolutely loving it. It runs super lightweight, a little lighter than i3 does, and functionally, it's really easy to configure. It's very easy to work with. And has these just very surprising, straightforward and obvious features. It tiles well, and when it doesn't crash, which seems to be anytime I run HTOP, it's just super pleasant. It really works for this old school challenge because it gets me away from, you know, the window manager I use on all of my day-to-day drivers and at work, and puts me into, you know, something else, anything else, right? On top of that, we've actually got a Sony DSC S75 to work with this year. My son thrifted a old Digicam while we were in New Jersey visiting family, and I've got memory sticks and batteries on the way just to get it working again. And I think during the course of the challenge, I'm going to, you know, replace my film and digital cameras with that old Digicam. That model is actually kind of surprising in that the 3.3 megapixel CCD sensor can take like TIFF files. Like it can create raw TIFF images. But they take up about 16 megabytes, and the memory stick that I got is 16 megabytes. So we either have a single-shot, single-use camera, or we will be working with some JPEG files. It's probably the latter. In fact, if I lower the resolution down from the maximum to about 1600 by 960, I can shoot 24 photos on a single memory stick, at which point the camera starts to act an awful lot like a roll of film. The, you know, pictures will be pretty lo-fi, very 2000s. I think the camera's actually even from 2001. But, you know, it'll be fun to work within the constraints that I'm kind of already used to working in, looking for the shots that matter, but also kind of having the ability to go back and delete the ones that don't turn out. I'm not sure how I'll handle it currently.
My guess is that I'll probably try and stick to the film philosophy and take a shot, leave it there, and dump all of the files off once it gets full and not before that, which probably also means I'll be lugging around my netbook with me to make sure I can do that, because I'm used to carrying, like, you know, 2 to 3 rolls of film and changing at whim. And it would be pretty frustrating to have to stop after 24 photos and be out for the rest of the day with no way to work around it. Fortunately, the Acer Aspire ZG5 is light for, you know, the 2007-ish laptop that it is. It probably weighs a couple of pounds, but it can easily be thrown into the bottom of a bag with a couple spare batteries and not cause too much of a fuss. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm actually kind of excited. I don't think I've used a Digicam in like 2 decades-ish, probably since they came out in the 2000s, because it really just never appealed to me. I was always way more into film photography, where, you know, you're manually focusing, manually setting your aperture and shutter speeds and really dialing it in, slowing things down. Plus, at the time that this camera came out, it was like $700, a little bit outside of my price range when I was, you know, a kid. So obviously, I never had a chance to have one of these. It would have been a high-end, like, family camera, even if it had come into the home. So yeah, it'll be fun to play with this. And I think at the end of the challenge, it'll be great to hand my son back the camera that he thrifted in a working fashion and say, hey, this is how you can use it and how we can get the photos off of it. So, you know, go make art. Because he's been getting into photography and I've just been super encouraging on that. I really want him to do it because, I mean, it's something that I love doing, and I think that's a great thing to bond over. Plus, there's just never a bad time to take a photo. Like, seriously. But anyways, outside of photography and now, I guess, podcasting, I'm pretty much set up on my netbook. It can check my mail. Obviously, IRC is working. I've been active in the old Computer Challenge channel for the last couple of days. I've got it hooked into my LXD cluster, and, you know, I can spin up test environments that aren't compliant with the challenge, but, you know, I have things that I have to get done. So, but I'm doing it, all of it, from the comfort of Emacs and Git inside of the netbook. So we're really just deploying things onto newer hardware, but we're using the old junk hardware to run the deployment. So if I have any Ansible playbooks, or, I mean, Terraform's not going to happen, but Ansible playbooks or anything like that, they're all going to end up getting run from my netbook. And I feel like that meets the, you know, spirit of the challenge. Obviously, I can't try and deploy an OSSEC stack or, you know, like Loki and Grafana on my netbook. It doesn't have the oomph for that. There's no real point in doing that. And I kind of need those things to live on servers in my home lab to make them actually be useful for anything. So, yeah, we're just going to, you know, cut corners here and there where we really need to be productive, but we're gonna stick to the netbook. And thus far, it's worked great. I was able to get a full Loki Grafana Nginx stack built on an LXC container just the other day, and, like, it works. Promtail connects to it. I can view and visualize logs. I can't really configure and work with Grafana from my netbook, because trying to load Firefox on it and access the Grafana, like, web page is just murder. Like, minutes of load time just to see the log on, the login page. It is not going to happen. So I've kind of tabled that for now. I know it works. Like, I can see it. I checked on my phone because I needed to confirm that, like, logging in and adding the data source did actually work, so I could finish up working on my Virkos template for that. But otherwise, like, it's all been on the network, on the netbook, and it's all just been, like, functional there. And working through, like, figuring out how to deploy OSSEC in the same, like, design and template, it's like, has worked phenomenally well.
it's confusing stuff, but like the netbook isn't a limiting factor. Sure, the CPU is slower. If I have to compile something, I'm gonna be waiting. And boy, was I waiting when I needed to compile my paste tool for my blog on the netbook. It took a few minutes, even though it's a small NIM, you know, program. But that's okay, because I have a few minutes, and it's powerful enough and has enough memory that I can, you know, listen to music while that's happening, or I could read an RSS feed or blog, or I can hop into, like, a really lightweight CLI browser, like Lynx or W3M, and read a blog post or research a little bit more on the next thing that I'm trying to do. So even though, that, like, the hardware and specs are not great, I feel like I'm not really bound by them. I'm getting things done and being very productive, and even recording a podcast episode on them, which is just amusing because I said I don't think I was going to do it. So yeah, like I really like these challenges for what they are. I think it causes me to be kind of creative in how I approach, you know, using the tooling that I already have and kind of cutting away at the rough edges of it. Because at the end of the day, like, my primary computer is literally a Motorola Droid 4. Like, we all know it. That's what this podcast is kind of about, typically. So if it works well there, sure, of course, it's going to work well in a netbook, but it'll also work damn near anywhere else. I'm going to optimize my Emacs config until it runs in a couple of seconds, and that has been working really, really smoothly. So smoothly that I've kind of pushed it everywhere, and I've started to use Org Agenda and Org Roam on my Android in Termux. And even here on the netbook, it's just worked really well for that. So, you know, I'm excited. Like, this is where the creativity comes out, and we start to see, like, what's going on. How does the brain tick, and how well are, like, you know, the things that I've been working on to, you know, improve my personal workflow, like, really functioning? And sure, you know, maybe it's not as fun as, like, really esoteric hardware like the Droid. I had originally pulled out an Itelco Idol, which is it's an old UMPC that's in kind of the same form factor as the Nokia N900, only like four times as big. And I could not get it to boot anything. Not Alpine, not Windows XP. I don't know if the one that I got was a dud or something, but I just can't get it to boot anything. But I mean, that's what I wanted to do for my OCC challenge, was use that Itelco and have a big UMPC that I carried everywhere with me in my pocket. And I think that would have worked really well given, like, the DigiCam thing, but it's not in the books. And the ZG5 is a trooper. It's been my, like, Sway exploration system. It's been my DM's a companion for when I, you know, I'm a dungeon master. I keep all my notes in, like, rec files and org files, and have all of my tooling on there. And sure, I've kind of blown that stuff away temporarily, but that's what this is going to be. Again, it's like the field laptop. I don't care if it breaks. And, you know, honestly, if I export my ETC APK world, I can just, you know, re-import it and it'll just work somewhere else. It's kind of the benefit of Alpine. It's all of that cool NixOS stuff that people are talking about with reproducibility, but a little simpler and maybe not as reproducible, but it's good enough for my use case, which is, like, constantly shifting hardware and moving my workstation around between these, like, weird challenges or just, you know, ever-changing proclivities of mine. Eventually, I probably will even tire of the Droid and move on to something else. We'll see. You never know. But I think that if and when that time comes, the same process that I've done for this OCC challenge will be the process that I follow then. But yeah, you know,
I think I'm just excited, and maybe this will be the only podcast I record, but I think it's really fun that I could sit down here and take, you know, a few minutes of my time to, you know, hook up the hardware, validate that the scripting that I had written for my droid was kind of portable, and then just make it a thing. Sure, I'm going to have to do a little bit more editing on this one because the system's so slow that the beginning of this episode kind of has some weird, you know, spacing issue. And maybe there are skips, so, you know, I want to review that. But it's all feasible. Like, this is easy. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of Linux and kind of being thoughtful about how we use our computers. I don't have many bloated, you know, systems that I use. I think I probably just talked about like Grafana. That's probably like the heaviest system. Yeah, I'm not going to access my Zabbix server on this thing either, but it's okay for the meantime. And I think when I do need those, I have other systems that I can reach for that are accessible to those. And this is more of a thought experiment about being thoughtful, getting the most out of what we use, because quite frankly, with the way that computation is like expanding, we hit kind of like a barrier. There's not a huge difference between your i5, your i7, your i9, whatever. The latest AMD CPUs that they're putting in consumer hardware, they just have model numbers on them and price tags so that you go buy the next thing. But an i5 fourth gen is totally serviceable. In fact, it's what all of my LXD clusters have, and 16 gigs of RAM, because that's enough to run big virtualized like clusters of systems if you're thoughtful about how you know, orchestrate that infrastructure and use those resources. Sure, maybe it's not as cool as like a rack of servers, but my power bill doesn't complain as much, and I feel a little bit better about myself in what I use. And that's all of this. That's what the OCC is for me. Creativity and kind of, you know, awareness. So yeah, that said, being aware that I've probably rambled on now for like 15, maybe 20 minutes, probably also overestimating this, and I'm going to turn it off and see that this was only like 10 minutes. Well, we'll shut this episode out. Number 4, out the door.